What does the Lord promise if we'll do that? Well, starting in verse 16, on the slide you see there are six indescribable joys of seeing God. Six joys. Here they are. Number one, it says in verse 16, he will dwell on high. That's endless delights. It's almost unbelievable what God offers to us, seeing life through the window of his word. We will dwell on high. We, for want to know an example, we know what's coming ahead in the world. We are not afraid of the tribulation, the second coming, of all these things. We know God's plan. He said, you'll dwell on high. You'll have endless delights. Secondly, he says, his place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. We'll have true security. Did you know that the righteous are as bold as a lion? That's what it says in God's word. But the wicked, they run when no one's pursuing them. What does God offer to us? True security, endless delights. How about this? Bread will be given him. Now, who's speaking in Isaiah 33:16? Isaiah is writing down what God said. And God says, I will feed you. I'll satisfy your longings. Unsatisfied longings is kind of like the description of most of the people wandering around this world, endlessly looking for a thrill. And God says, I'll satisfy your longings. I'll give you water that's sure. That's the next part of verse 17. That's unending refreshment. And our last part of verse 16. That's what Jesus said, remember, in chapter 7 of the Gospel by John. Jesus said, when I move in, out of you will flow rivers of life-giving water. I like to think of that fire hydrant in the summer in like New York City when the firemen crank it and let the water spray, and it just sprays over and it makes everybody happy and refreshed. That's what our lives are supposed to be like. The Holy Spirit is supposed to fill me, the one who opened my eyes and turned me from darkness to light. That same Spirit overflows my life, and that's unending refreshment. Now look at verse 17. Here it is. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty, and then you will see the land that is a very far off. See, the goal, the reason that Jesus wrote to us this letter of Revelation is so that we will see this world is not our home. We're just passing through. This isn't all there is to live for. We want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fact that we have a new heart, the new spirit. We have a heavenward gaze.